It's been 2 weeks since Asheville City Council approved a plan to turn the Flatiron Building into a hotel and mixed-use space. The tension in the city over that decision has yet to subside. I spoke with community members and developers on what's next for the building. Karen Ramshaw moved to Asheville over 50 years ago. She says she's seen a lot of changes to downtown, mostly for the better. She understands why people are upset the Flatiron Building proposal passed.
But I don't see how we're going to stop Asheville from growing. You know, where do you draw the line?
Ramshaw is the vice president of public interest projects. She says the most important thing is that the building's being preserved. She says folks in Asheville are too quick to blame hotels for all of the city's problems.
It takes us off the hook. You know, if the problem is hotels, we don't have to look at what we do or don't do to achieve the kind of community that we say we want.
For Laura Hope Gill, an architectural historian and assistant professor of writing at Lenore Ryan University's campus in Asheville, hotels and developers have erased affordable spaces downtown for residents. She says the approved plan for the Flatiron is the beginning of the end.
What's happened with Asheville now is I feel that we've just reached that tipping point into the end game. It's hotels on every block.
Hope Gill says this plan is an example for her of how cities die from the inside out. And she's not alone. After the city council approved the plan, a bunch of printed pages popped up all around downtown. Anonymous dissents that read, "Your luxury is our displacement." Community mainstays have spoken out, saying this plan changes Asheville into a place they can't afford and don't even recognize anymore. Ramshaw says people's feelings about the building matter, but it can't stop there.
Be angry. That's great. That's a good start. Be really frustrated. Again, you know, there's energy. But if that's all it ever is, absolutely nothing is going to change.
Developer Philip Wolcott says finishing the architectural and engineering plans for the Flatiron Building will happen over the next 90 to 120 days, with a hope to open the remodeled building in 2020. For BPR News, I'm Elena Rivera.